Viter in Shas. We are in Chulin Dav Kuf Chaf, picking up on Kuf Yitzesim Abiz Barabam on a page. Very last line, last words of it. We're in the middle of a discussion between the Machlokes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And another answer here. Vigad Matzah, there's some who teach it.
Beep, turn the page. Kuf Chaf Amanaf. Amas Nisen. It's talking about our Mishnah. Orva Rotav Akipa. The Mishnah says about the hide, the gravy, and the sediment. The bones, mitzarf in latami tumas ochin, they're mitzarf in order to be mitame. Amar Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says, lo shanu ella etzem. This is only talking about in etzem, the havi shomer, because it's a shomer. What's a shomer? Shomer the marrow that it has. Aval nima lavi shomer. But a strand of hair is not a shomer, and it's not going to combine in order to get to the point of the shear. Even the nima, even the strand of hair is a shomer. And it combines with the meat to make it tamei. Amar l'Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan, mi ika shomer al gavi shomer? Is there such a thing of a shomer on a shomer? Chalchule mechalchel. The hair pierces through it, and it gets to the meat underneath, so it's a shomer of the meat itself, and it's not a shomer of the shomer. Masko v'acha elameata tefillin hechikas vina. He can write tefillin, right? Because there's these little holes. Habayin k'sivatam avaleka. We need to be a perfect writing is lacking because all the parchment is microscopic holes made by the hair. Ishtamitza ha de ami b'marava. If Achav Yaakov forgot that was he said b'marava. In other words, he saw called nekav shadio over love in nekav. Any hole that the dio that the ink can smoothly go right over is not considered like a hole. Therefore, it's fine. Eisrei of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Yochanan came out of Kasher of Reish Lakish because the following Mishnah or sheyesh love kazayis basar coming with kuf chav dalid. Saw in yesterday's daf that the or the hide that has a kazayis, a basar attached to it. Hanogea b'tziv ha'yotzim. And if somebody touches a sliver of meat that's coming out of it, u'besayrish ha'gonegda, or a strand of hair that is growing from the hide opposite the meat, tummy is going to be tummy. My lam mishum shomer, and because it's a shomer, so we see that a strand of hair is a shomer. It's more low. Bishum yad, because of yad. Nima acha samay chazi. So what are you talking about? One nima, one tiny little strand, like what's that fit for? It's going to tear if you pull it. Talking about over here with the bristles among many bristles. Talking over here with the strand of hair that's amongst other strands of hair. And where does this din said originally? That which we say in the Mishnah that says Hamalai Shabishibalim Mitamin Umitamin Umitamin. Yeah, mitamim ve mitzarfin. The bristles of the ears of grain can acquire tumah for the grain and convey tumah for the grain, but they're not combining with the grain to make up the measure that's needed for food tumah. The reason is that each bristle is considered a yad on the ear and not a shomer. Malay lamalay chazia. Now, what are we lamay chazia? What is a single bristle fit for? If your brow is going to tear, amar v'loi b'malay shavin malay. It's like a bristle among many bristles. Since one can go and lift it by grabbing all of them, each one is considered a yad. Okay. Back to the mystery. Said v'harotev, the gravy combines with the meat to be mitame the tumas ochlin. My rotev. What rotev are we talking about over here? Amarava shumna. It's talking about the fat that comes to the top of the meat. The top of the sauce. The fat that comes to the top of it.
Amar le'abaye.
Abaye says to Rava, who atzmu yitami tumas ochlim? The fat itself should be able to be mitami the tumas ochlim. Why does Rava say that it's just combining with the meat to make it tummy? Elachilev dekrish. What is talking about congealed? Rashi says, Chilev Dekarish is Lacha Hayotzem in Abasar. It's called Glider. It's Glider. Everyone knows a Glider. It's a thick fluid that comes out of cooked meat and then it congeals. It's not a food on its own, but it's eaten together with the actual meat. Ma'iri Akarish. So why are you thinking when it's congealed? Kilo Karish Tami, when it didn't congeal. It should also combine with this and the meat to make Mitame. Damar Reish Lakish, Tsir Sha'al Gabi Yarak, sap that comes out from greens. That's resting on top of the greens. Mitzarif l'koseves b'yom kippurim. It combines with the greens for the volume of a large date on Yom Kippur. Since liquefied sap is considered a food when resting on greens, this other glayer stuff should also be considered food when stressing on the meat. So the Gemara, no, Hasam Shum Yatuse, I'm sorry, Yatuve Daito. There in the case, referencing eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, the din of Chiv is based on putting the mind at ease from hunger and thirst. As Yishavadas, like with a little bit, including this liquefied sap of greens. Here we're talking about the idea of combining that gets at a level of Tumma. If it's congealed, so then it's combined with it, and it gets at a level. Ilo Karish Lo Mitzarf, and if not, it's not Mitzarf. Ve'akipa, the Mishnah continues and says the sediment combines with the meat in order to be tamed to Mezolchen. My kipa. What is the sediment? Amar Rava Pirma. It's talking about the dreg of the cooked meat that falls to the bottom of the pot. Amar Rabai, Amalei Abaye, who atzmu yitami tumasochen, it itself is tami tumasochen. Why is the Mishnah saying it's combining with meat to do that? El Amar Rav Papa Tavlin. It's talking about spices that are used to season the stuff of the meat. Right, Rashi says, ba'an pein of shayu, v'lo achli hu inshev. People wouldn't eat them, like by themselves. Only if it's eaten with the meat. Therefore, they're not going to be tumas ochem by themselves, but they are mitzdarif. Tenanasam, we have a mishnah over there. Hikpa es adam ba'achlo. Someone solidified blood through heating it up, and then they came along and they ate it. Rashi says, kreishas al gabi ar. Oh, shehimcha es achelev agmo, or someone dissolved chelev and drank it, chayev is going to be chayev. Mishlam hikpa es adam ba'achlo. Okay, makes sense. In the case of someone solidified blood and he ate it, it's going to be chayev, even though it's normal state is liquid. Kevin de akpe achshuve achshuve. Since he went through, he solidified it, then he made it into a chash of a thing himself, even in its new state. Elahimcha is a chelev a gemo, but then if that if one dissolved chelev and drank it, it's going to be chayev. How do we understand that a chelik siva basis by eating over here? V'ha lav achili. And drinking liquefied chelev is not considered like achil, like eating. Amar Yishlakish, Amar Kora, nefesh. The pasuk says nefesh. The rabbi says, the show says, including somebody who drinks the liquefied chelev. And it says, kilo ochel chelev v'nichos ha'nefesh ochel s'me'amea. And that's included even drinking it over here, right? The simple meaning of nefesh, a soul. But here it's talking about the idea of the desire or the satisfaction. You're enjoying the gratification of the soul. And therefore you're going to be chayef. It was also Tana Brisa about the eating chametz on Pesach. If someone dissolved the grain product in water and then he drank it on Pesach, this is the din. If it's chametz onus karis, then he gets karis. Right, that's like a person has chametz on Pesach b'shogeg. In matzah if it's matzah, ain't other yosef b'zichav. So Pesach person is not going to be yosef b'zichav on Pesach. Bishlam in matzah he ain't other yosef b'zichav. So Pesach makes sense that this is in matzah if it's matzah, the one can't be fulfills the obligation of matzah on Pesach by eating it. Why? Because lechem oni amrechman. It says lechem oni, the bread of affliction. I love lechem oni, and this over here is not considered lechem oni. Dissolved grain and water, that type of thing. It's not lechemoni. But I love lechemoni. Ella im chametzu anish karis. The din that if it's chametz, it's going to be get karis. Achilik sivabe. It says achila about the yitzar over here. It says drinking it. It's not considered achila. So why should it be chayev? Amar Reish Lakish says Reish Lakish. Amar Kra Nefesh. It says the word Nefesh. L'Rabba says a show says this, including somebody goes in and drinks it. Now another den over here. V'tanya Nami Gabi Nivlas Of Tarki. I got it. It's also taught this in the Brisa about the Nevela of a kosher bird. Himcha Beor Tame. If someone dissolved over a fire, it's going to be Tame. When it swallows, it's going to be Tame. V'chamator. But if he dissolved it in the sun, it's Tahor. So when a swallows is not tame, the Gemara is going to explain why that's going to be the case. Avina Baum, we asked the question on this: when is dissolved over a fire? When a swallows it actually is when a swallows actually going to become tame? Achili k'sevir bay. It says achila by it. Amar shlokish, amar kard nefesh. The rabbis are shosti if somebody drinks it. Yachim bechaminami. They even goes dissolved in the sun. It should be tame. Bechalma istruchi misach. Now it becomes nasty. Nasty. I don't know. And only if it's edible is considered a problem. Okay. Utsrichi. And we had to say this all, we had to bring all three cases. Just what it does, the din of chelev, chametz lost the binay, then the din of chametz would have been learned from it. Shekelo haisalo shasa kosher, because chelev is more chumra than chametz, because he never had time when it was mutter. Nevela lo asi binay, and the din of nevela also going to be learned. Shekelo alos kares, because chelev is more chumra that someone has it is going to have kares. Because Rechamon chametz just would have said chametz. Then we would say chelav lo asimine, you can't learn chelav from it, shekein lo huter miklalo, because chametz more machmir, that is no exceptions of a tisser. When nevela lo asimine, right, nevela, as opposed to when it comes to chelav, chaya is going to be, does have a heter, right, is mutter. Shekein lo miklalo. When nevela lo asimine, shekein lo nevela, shekein lo nushka, it's because chametz more chamur, because you chayav kar, it's because of chamur, nevela, which is what it's also done in nevela. You can't learn out chelav chametz from it because shekein mitama, because the vela is more chamer because the mitama, so all three are necessary. Chadim chadim lo, so tasty chadim mitata. If I understand, you can't learn one from one, you know. But why can't you learn one from two? Hi tasty, which two do you want to say? And you leave it the other one. Lo lichtav chmana ben nevela v'tasty ben mitanach. Don't learn nevela and let's learn it out from chelav and chametz. Say now you can't because mala anosh shekein anosh kares. Both of them are going to be kares when it comes to. Nevela, it's not kares. So then don't write the chametz one and learn out from chelev and nevela. No, because the other ones never had a kosher time. Chelev and nevela, whereas the chametz did. Not a Pesach. Just don't write the chelev one and just learn out from the other two. Chametz and nevela. No, I said mal enough. Shekein lo hutzu miklalon. They have no way of getting out of it. Like the chametz and nevela, suppose the chelev does. Talking about chelev, shutzu miklalon. You're going to say about that? You can get out of it. So you can't say that. Remind you, what exactly is this exception by chelev? Ile mechelev behema legavo. If you want to say we're talking about the heter of the chelev of the behema, that's you know legavo. That is a chelev of behemas that are brought as a carbon, burnt them as bech. This chelev is mutter. To the gavah, since ordinarily only things that are mutter for eating can be brought in the mizbeach, then the matter of the chelev to gavah must be considered an exception to the rule. The veil and amin veil also have the thing. Yishtori malikas of to gavah because you're allowed to do malikas of, which is technically in the veil. There's no shechita that was done over there, but it's allowed over there. So for it to be done as well. Ve'ela chelev chaya lehedyot. Rather, you must be talking about a chaya. And that's a regular person. I'll say back, but Nevela and Ami, Nevela also, Yishtari Malika Dechatas of the Kohanim. We allow the Kohanim to have it by the Malika state. So what's the unique exception of the Isser of Chelev? The only Chelev Chayel at Hedyot. Really, we are talking about the Chelev of the Chayel for Hedyot, the Kokashi of the Kohanim, and yes, of course, the Kohanim. Kohanim Mishulchan Gavol Kozachu. The Kohanim are getting the things from the table on high. Table on high. But Nevela is therefore more is different than Chelev, which has an exception of its iser for regular people. Ayay veha ditanya. But that which it says in the Braisa, ha-tameim. The Pusik says by Shratzim. These are the tameim, the contaminated ones. Le eser tzirin verot for the keepers. It says, asking the juice, the gravy, and the sediment. Lamali, why do I need a Pusik to tell me that the juices of the Shratzim are going to be aser, like the solid meat itself? Ligma mehani. Just learn it out from those things mentioned above. Chelev, chametz, and nevela. The Torah taught that the liquid form of this iser is considered like the solid form as well. This is more tzricha. We need to actually teach this as well. Deal kosher rachman, ilo kosher rachman. If the Torah would not have written it about the shratzim, and I would learn that from the other things, and have a mina dayo lavo min adin leos kanidon. I would have said the din of dayo. It's enough for the learned out law to be the same as the source law. And I would have said as follows: ma hasam adika kazai. It's just like in the case of the chel chametz and nevela. The dinim only apply if it's a kezayis of the iser stuff. Avachanami ad the ike kezayis. Here also in the context of the shratzim, no liability happens for eating it unless there was a kezayis of the liquid. But actually, we know that contaminated shratzim are different than those other ones, because in the solid form, then even a lentil is enough for a chiyuv. Kadasha. And the Pasuk therefore had to teach specifically in the context of contaminated shratzim that they're liquefied. The liquid form is no different than their solid form. Beep, turn the page. Kuf chaf amud beis. V'lech l'rachmana b'shratzim. The Torah just teach about shratzim that the liquid form is like the solid one. V'lech l'anach l'v'l'gimri minei. And then let everything else learn out from it. Right? We're going to learn out from the same idea of this contaminated shrotz and the basic din that liquefied stuff is going to be treated like solid. And the measure of each liquid that is required for the halacha will be equal to the kula that said like of the solid, which is a kezias, not to be machmir like a lentil. No, you can't compare because you could have asked. You can knock it out by saying malashratzim shakim tum asim namashu. When it comes to shratzim, they're more machmir that their tuma and their iser is in effect even in any amount, right? Even like a little the kadasha. We can extend the law to other more makel things in which the chiyav only for a kezias. Therefore, the Torah needs to teach in each one of the things that the liquefied form is treated like their solid form. Yeah, you can knock it out by just saying malashosim shkein tubasim b'mashu. How can you compare it to sheretz, which is more machmir that the tuma the iser is even with the mashu a tiny little amount, so if you can't extend that then to the other things that are more legient. So the Torah needs to teach in each of these cases, you know, that the liquid mm-hmm. thing is like the solid form, like we said. Sagamar says, I v'had the Tanya, but that which you said in the Braisa, Hatevel ve'achadus v'emmen, lechai olamim, Hatevel ve'achadus v'ahekdus v'ashvias v'akilayim. All of these halakha things, all these things are also to be eaten, right? Can have tevel, can have chadosh, can have hekdus v'ashvias v'akilayim. Kulam mashkan yotzim hen kamosan. About all of them, the din is that liquids that come from them are like them. Minol, where do we know this from? Maybe the iser is only to foods in their original form and not the things that come from them. Chitema ligmar mianach. And if you want to say that we can learn out from those contexts that we brought above, the things that we brought earlier, chelev chametz and nevela, then I could just say back, well, malanach, those things, shekin iser haba me'alav hava. These are isurim that come on their own automatically. Tinechecha de iser haba me'alav. Okay, I get that the din of these things we said. Where do we know the things that don't come on their own? That the liquid form is going to be usher like the solid form, like tevel, chadash, shvias, and kilayim. Are those things right? So when it comes to tevel, chadash, shvias, and kilayim, the sources can teach that liquid, the liquids come from them are like the original state. But what about hektish? We don't have a source when it comes to the idea of hektish. And with regard to Gemini and Bikurim, we learn it out from Bikurim. This week's Parsha, we learn it from Bikurim. Rashi says, Bikurim ain Yisurim ba me'alav, shayidei shama frishin heim mekdashim, tu me'mafrishim heim mekdash. Bikurim gufayim and all we learn it from, the Tani Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi teaches us pri. In the Pasuk Bikurim, it says the word pri, the fruits. Pri atamevi, which is telling you that it implies you can bring a fruit as bikurim viatamevi mashke, but you can't bring mashke, right? Some sort of liquid that we don't do. You have to designate grapes and not wine, like as bikurim. Hevi anavim udrachan minayin. If somebody brought grapes and then he pressed them into wine, how do we learn out that it's going to be valid? Talmud Lomar Tavi, because it says we first then brought the wine, says you will bring. Since we know the liquid that come from Bikurim are treated like Bikurim, we can compare Hektish to Bikurim. Therefore, we learn out that the concept of Hektish also, liquid produced from these consecrated fruits are treated like the fruits themselves. Frek the Gemara. Igal and Efrach, you could ask here, Mali Bikurim, but what do you mean? You can't compare Hektish to Bikurim. Shekain to Un and Kriya Vanacha. It's more machmer than Hektish that they need saying the psukim and putting in front of Mizbeach. That's specifically by Bikurim. Ella Gamer Mitruma. Where are we learning that from Truma? Like we're going to see, the Torah says that liquids that come from Truma are treated like the original produce themselves. Utruma Gufa Minalon. And where about Truma? Where do we know that? That the liquid that comes from it is like the original food. The iskish lebikurim, it's the hekish lebikurim. Damar mar usrumas yodecha elubikurim. When the pasuk says in the trum of your hands, by bikurim, right? This is talking about bikurim. So the pasuk is the hekish that's teaching just like liquids that come from bikurim are like the actual bikurim itself, the original fruits. So two liquids coming from shum are like the original thing itself. And therefore, we learn out from we compare them just like liquids that come from shum are like the original thing. So too, they come from hekish. From Hector, it's also like there is something as well. Mala Truma, Shekin Chayav Malea Misa V'Chomesh. So the Gemara says, okay, but Mala Truma, how could you go and compare it to Truma? Truma is more Chamor, because the person gets Misa B'di Shamayim if you eat it, B'Shogig, and you also have to be Chomesh, one-fifth extra if you ate it, B'Shogig. Ella Gamer Mitarvayu, Mitruma B'Kurim, learn from both. Truma B'Kurim, Mala Truma B'Kurim, Shekin Chayav Malea Misa V'Chomesh. What do you mean? You can't learn from both of them of Misa and Chomesh. Ella Asim Mitruma V'Chad Mehanach. What we do is we learn the din of Hektish is learned from Truma and one of the other things that we mentioned, Chelev, Chametz, Nevela, or Shvatzim. Or Bikurim and one of those others. V'Hod Tanaan. And that which you learn in Mishnah, in Trumos, that Dvash Tamarim, V'Yayin Tapuchim, V'Chometz Sisvanios, that if a non-Kohen eats date honey, or apple cider, or vinegar of wine grapes, Ushar Mepiris, other fruit juices, Shel Truma of Truma, Eliezer Mechayev Karen V'Chomesh, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. I might plead you, what exactly are they arguing over? Bedun Mino Mina. The old din over here. That is derived from it and continue to derive from it, or derive from it, but place that which you learn in its own category. Come if that's what they're arguing. Derive Eliezer suffer. Dun mina umina. Continue. Samabikur mashkin, just like the fruits of Bikurim, the din is that the liquids that come from them are like them. Af Truma, so too Truma. Right, so then, like we said, so to Truma, Nami Mashkeni Yotzimim Kamosan, Umina, and continue to drive from it, Ma Bikurin Afilu Shar Minim, just like in reference to Bikurim, the din is even to other types of fruit besides grapes and olives, right, they're brought from the Zayim Minim, Af Truma Nami Afilu Shar Minim, other types of fruit as well, Verbi Yeshua Savar Dun Mina, that you learn from it, and say as follows. Ma bikurim mashkin yosemim kamosa. I'm just gonna bikurim the mashkin comes from like it. Av truma mashkin yosemim kamosan. Vukibatso, then place the derivative in its own context and say ma mashkin to kachim truma. Just like liquids that can be consecrated like truma, they're limited. Tirish v'yitzer in midachin elo. That's only wine and oil. That can be done as such. Only wine and oil can be consecrated as truma initially, but not anything else that's extracted from it. It's not fit to be consecrated as truma lechatchila. Af mashkan yotzei mehem kamosan. So to the mashkan that come from it are like that as well. And tirish v'yitzer in midachrin elo. Full stop. Well, not full stop, but then we say v'ha detanan, and for that, and as for that which we learned in a Mishnah in Terumos, Ein Mivin Bikurim Mashke, that we may not bring Bikurim in liquid form, Ela Yotzim and Azizim and Anovim, except stuff that comes from olives and from grapes. Mani, whose opinion is that? Is that Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua, the Amu says, Din Midun Mina Voki Be'asra, that we learn from it, or place the derivative in its own context. The Gamar Lahula Bikurim Truma, and he turns around and he learns out the din of Bikurim from that of Truma, coming out that in the case of Bikurim, also the only liquid, the extracted liquids that retain the designation of the original thing are going to be oil and wine.
V'haditnan, I says the Gemara, but that which we learned in the Mishnah about the juices of Arla. Ein sofkenes arba'im mishum Arla. That is, that one who drinks this will not get malchus. El al yosei min azesim min anovim. It's got to come from olives and grapes. Right, Mani, who's that? Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar, Dun Mina, V'Oki Be'Asra. That learned from it and put it in its own context. Like we said, he says that when the Pasuk links Truma to Bikurim, it's telling us that with respect to Truma, that specifically oil and wine hold on to the Truma designation of the produce that were extracted, but liquid that comes from other produce does not retain its Truma designation. And then he says, he turns around and he learns out the laws of Bikurim from that of Truma. And it comes out that in the case of Bikurim also, the only extracted liquids that are going to hold on to the designation of the original thing are going to be oil and wine. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. And then he proceeds to learn out the laws of Arla from Bikurim by Gezeirah Shava, other words, fruit. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.